Welcome to Healing with Dr. Daniels on the RBN Network. It is Sunday, by golly, September 4th. And boy, got a topic tonight. So tonight's topic is cut your risk of ovarian cancer in half. And I, Dr. Daniels, will tell you how. Now, first of all, I have to say, all of my sources are only.gov. That's the only source good enough to use. If the government doesn't say it, golly geez, I don't believe it. Okay, so we hear a lot about cancer these days, truth about cancer. Well, isn't it great that modern medicine has looked into the ovarian cancer issue and found how women can cut their risk of ovarian cancer in half? No need to run for the cure. Don't even need screening exams. And as always, think happens. So, first thing to understand is, what the heck is ovarian cancer? That would be a good thing to know. Ovarian cancer is so nebulous that it's described as a cancer of the ovaries, the fallopian tubes, or the peritoneum. And so this is ovarian cancer. Now, in defense of those who categorize the cancer so vaguely, the ovary releases an egg. So it means that its normal function is to spew out material into the abdominal cavity. The fallopian tubes then have to find this egg that has been discharged, scoop it up, and swallow it into the uterus. So when there is cancer of the ovary, the cancer can be spewed into the abdominal cavity, and it can be perceived or first detected as a cancer of the abdominal wall. And also it can be obviously perceived as cancer of the fallopian tube, because the cancer cells, first place to go is right into fallopian tubes. All right. But just so you know. All right. So there's lots of different classifications for ovarian cancer. And they stage it. And there are many different stages. But there's also the TNM staging, which is tumor, size of the tumor, whether the nodes are affected, and whether there's metastasis. And so that's three different positions. So it's like T0, N0, M0. That would mean no cancer, so no tumor, no positive lymph nodes, and no metastases, just to make it really simple. All right. So in ovarian cancer, there's a T1, which is tumor only in the ovaries, no spread to the lymph nodes or no spread to any other places like the fallopian tubes. And then there's T1A, which is one fallopian tube involved. So they still don't consider that spread. And then tumor, then there's T1B and so on. So the Ts can get bigger. And then finally, you can get some spread, which is to lymph nodes. That would be involving the ovary, the peritoneum, and the fallopian tube. So it can spread. Now, important thing to know about ovarian cancer is it's very difficult to diagnose. So ovarian cancer is ordinarily diagnosed at a pretty advanced stage, just because the symptoms of ovarian cancer can be confused with other things like indigestion. And so this makes it very difficult to detect ovarian cancer. And so this is a cancer that, because it's difficult to detect, it can spread very quickly. So just as an example of the symptoms of ovarian cancer, we can go take a look at the Mayo Clinic. They're my favorite. And they always help. So abdominal bloating, you know, a lot of people have abdominal bloating. A lot of women do. Quickly feeling full when eating. That could be almost anything. Weight loss, who wouldn't want to? Discomfort in the pelvic area. Change in bowel habits, such as constipation. And frequent need to urinate. So these are some pretty vague symptoms. And because of the problem of these symptoms being so terribly vague, it's difficult to diagnose and very easy, of course, to misdiagnose or to miss, in other words, to overlook. So make an appointment to see your doctor if you have any signs or symptoms that worry you. And most people don't, when they get a little bloating, then, forget about it. They quickly feel full when eating, put it off. Weight loss, what the heck, get it back next week. And so these are all pretty vague symptoms. And this makes ovarian cancer very difficult to diagnose. So the question is, what causes ovarian cancer? And a lot of times we're given a lot of things about cancer, what causes cancer, how to prevent it. And so causes, for once, the medical industrial complex is very straightforward. It is not clear what causes ovarian cancer. This is the official line. This is from mayoclinic.com, the authorities. So we're going to take a look at what the authorities say. Then we're going to go do a little bit of digging, and we're going to check some research and see what we can find out. But this is what doctors are instructed to tell their patients, that they don't know what causes ovarian cancer. And, of course, there are different types of ovarian cancers, and they begin in different parts of the ovary, but nobody knows what causes it. So even though they don't know what causes it, they know that there are risk factors. And so here is a list. Age. So if you're between age 50 and 60 years old, that's the biggest risk. Inherited gene mutation, another risk factor, especially if you inherit the breast cancer gene. Another thing that increases your chances of having ovarian cancer is if you take estrogen hormone replacement therapy over a period of time. They say long-term, not clear what that is. So hormone replacement therapy. Now, I want to point out, this doesn't matter if it's bioidentical or synthetic, because doctors now almost exclusively use bioidentical hormones. Of course, you could never tell it from all the propaganda trying to sell women bioidentical hormones. But these cause ovarian cancer. The age when menstruation started and ended. Now, the important thing to know about this is you have no control over this. So you have no control over your age, no control over inherited gene mutation, no control over when your menstruation starts or ends. These are things that you don't have control over. But taking estrogen hormone replacement therapy, you can control that. So you can not take estrogen hormone replacement therapy if you don't want to get ovarian cancer. Never being pregnant. This is an important thing to point out. You know, one big campaign with women's health is to keep women from getting pregnant as teenagers. That's the best time to get pregnant. Why? You get it out the way. You get pregnant once as a teenager, and guess what? You knock down your chances of breast cancer or ovarian cancer. Done. Fertility treatment increases your chances of getting ovarian cancer. And smoking cigarettes. So obviously, if you don't want to get fertility treatment, then have your babies early while you're still fertile. Smoking is a risk factor. Best not to start, but once you start, it is difficult to stop. Then use of an intrauterine device. Interesting. So using an IUD for birth control is associated with increased risk of ovarian cancer. And, of course, polycystic ovary syndrome. So these are all the risk factors. And of these risk factors, one, using an IUD device is iatrogenic. So a doctor is increasing your ovarian risk factor risk by inserting an IUD. Next is fertility treatment. So doctor is increasing your risk factor by giving you fertility treatment. Next, estrogen hormone replacement therapy, again, a doctor-related factor. So I'll all these factors which a woman can control, all the controllable factors are exposure to medical intervention. So if a lady refuses medical intervention from her OBGYN, it greatly reduces her risk of getting ovarian cancer. But again, this is not something that women are told. Now, polycystic ovary syndrome increases your chances of getting ovarian cancer. Now, I just want to point out that polycystic ovary syndrome is greatly increased by eating dairy. So again, this is another control point. So most of the control points involve basically not accepting OBGYN treatment from your doctor. The next under your control factors are not eating dairy and not smoking cigarettes and having a baby as early as you can. It's no secret that fertility declines with age. In other words, even in your late 20s, fertility declines. Now, the other thing about ovarian cancer is once the doctor suspects ovarian cancer, now we have a barrage of things like ultrasound, CT scans. Now, blood tests, CA-125, the cancer screening blood test, for ovarian cancer is totally unreliable. In fact, not even recommended for screening. It's only a monitoring test. So once a person is diagnosed, you can follow the CA-125 to see if it declines over time. Then, of course, there's always surgery to remove a bit of tissue, of course. And the doctors, of course, stage the cancer using this information. Now, ovarian cancer as a disease is really dismal because the survival rate is about 42%. In other words, after 5 years, only 42% of women diagnosed with ovarian cancer will still be alive. That's pretty bad, especially when you consider that the treatment offered is surgery, where they remove the ovaries, fallopian tubes, uterus, and nearby lymph nodes, of course, causing a lot of swelling and discomfort. And, of course, they remove part of the abdominal fat tissue. And they remove as much cancer as possible from your abdomen. This makes it sound really rosy, but the surgery for ovarian cancer is really radical. And it can leave a woman with a lot of her internal organs removed, bruised, and damaged. And so your intestines are normally attached to fat called omentum. And in the process of doing ovarian surgery, a portion of this is removed. And so it slowly removes the support for your intestines. Then, of course, there's always chemotherapy as well as surgery. So this is extremely disfiguring, very, very painful, and depending on who you talk to, amounts to mutilation and torture. And so coping and support, they tell this lady, you got to find someone to talk to. Let people help. Cancer treatments can be exhausting. Let people know what will be most useful to you. Let your relatives and friends help. I think you need to put out a call for assistance and set reasonable goals. Having goals helps you feel in control and can give you a sense of purpose, but choose goals that you can reach. In other words, when they get through with you, you won't be able to do much, so lower your expectations. And of course, take time for yourself. Eat well, relax, get enough rest, and it can combat the stress and fatigue of cancer. Now, prevention is again, I tell you, there's no sure way to prevent ovarian cancer, but certain factors are associated with lower risk. Using oral contraceptives, more than 10 years, previous pregnancy, history of breastfeeding, and daily use of aspirin. So these things, I think, will help reduce your chances of having ovarian cancer. Well, let's take a look at what the research shows. It's always nice, huh? How about some science? Introduce a little bit of science here, huh? And this is what an alert that went to your doctor's inbox August 1st, 2016. Ovarian cancer risk nearly doubles in woman who douche. That's it. So all this lady's got to do, if you don't want to get ovarian cancer, is stop douching with any store-bought douches, number one. Number two, have your baby early. Number three, breastfeed that baby. Number four, don't smoke. Five, cut down your dairy intake. And six, refuse all intervention from your OBGYN. Because it's the intervention from the OBGYN, such as insertion of IUD, such as other reproductive manipulations like estrogen replacement therapy, that increase your risk of ovarian cancer. So we can really see then that ovarian cancer is pretty much an iatrogenic disease, except for the douching. So when you take a look at douching being responsible for basically 50% of a woman's ovarian cancer risk, this totally explains why ovarian cancer runs in families. It's not the genes. It's because mom douches and daughter takes a look at it and says, hey, me too. And this, creates a situation where you have cancer affecting multiple generations when actually the genetics is just a confounding factor. Now, the five-year survival rate is very low. It's 42%. Why? Because most cancer is caught later in a stage three, more or less stage three, between stage three and stage four. And that's just because it's so hard to detect. And the symptoms are so similar to other vague, harmless disorders. And so here they say, if you go to cancer.org, they put the five-year ovarian cancer survival rate at 45%. And this is not good. So they finally spill the beans, and they tell doctors, cancer risk nearly doubles in women who douche. So I said, no study has ever before examined a possible relationship between douching and ovarian cancer. And the deputy chief of biostatistics and computational biology branch at the National Institutes of Environmental Health Sciences and Research, North Carolina. So there's a number of health reasons not to douche. And so this person says, I can't think of any reason to douche. Now, vaginas naturally clean themselves, and squirting cleansers or other mixtures inside the canal only interfere with nature's balance. Now, the truth of the matter is, many women have a condition called bacterial vaginosis, where they have this continual, annoying, drippy discharge that's white and cloudy. It doesn't itch, but it's continual. It's very annoying. And, of course, these ladies are more likely to douche, naturally. And women who have yeast infections. It turns out that if you make garlic tea and you douche with garlic tea, then that will get rid of the yeast infection very nicely. Now, the problem comes, of course, with the commercial douches that are over the counter. And so, continuing with what this lady or doctor has found, douching can cause an overgrowth of harmful bacteria. It can lead to yeast infections and push bacteria up into the uterus, fallopian tubes, and ovaries. So we come back and find out what kind of douche this is.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so we're talking about ovarian cancer prevention, and the cause. And we're finding that half of all ovarian cancers or have ovarian cancer risk can be attributed to the use of vaginal douches. And so here we have a article, and this is on Medscape.com, my favorite information source. And it's by Ronnie Cohen. Ronnie might be a lady, might not be, can't tell. And so they're talking about the newfound discovery that vaginal douches double a woman's chances of ovarian cancer. Now this is interesting that douching can cause overgrowth of bacteria and lead to yeast infections and push bacteria up into the uterus. So whatever this douche is not antibacterial, anti-yeast. And so let's see what it is. So according to the Office of Women's Health at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, nevertheless, 1/4 of women between the ages of 15 and 44 douche. Brown, I presume is a doctor, who led a 2016 study published in PLOS that examined a woman's motivations for douching, said she has long been fascinated by the display of so-called feminine hygiene products lining drugstore shelves. In most pharmacies, you can find entire aisles dedicated to vaginal douches. suppositories and gels that are meant to make your vagina smell like a tropical splash or a cookie, she said. Now, women have douches far back as 1500 BC, when an Egyptian papyrus recommended intravaginal washing with garlic and wine to treat menstrual disorders. American women once douched with Lysol, and some mistook the toilet bowl disinfectant for birth control. Women often learn to douche from their mothers, Brown's study found. They do so because they see douching as a necessary part of good hygiene, to prepare for sex, to clean up after sex, and at the urging of their male partners. Despite medical recommendations, douching remains a common practice because women believe that the products they are using would not be for sale or recommended by their mothers if they were not safe, Brown said. In general, I think women do not realize that douching products do not fall under the same kind of safety regulation as drugs, she said. Instead, douching products are considered cosmetics, which means the U.S. Food and Drug Administration does not require that douche manufacturers test their products for safety. This is very important. So this is actually a product where there is no assurance of safety. I mean, for those of you who believe the FDA's safety assurances are reliable, they're not even permitted to review douche products. And so prior studies have linked douching to yeast infections, pelvic inflammatory disease, and ectopic pregnancies. Researchers have also found associations between douching and cervical cancer, reduced fertility, AIDS, and other sexually transmitted diseases. And so we know that AIDS is not sexually transmitted because you need to have sex on average 4,000 times before you catch it from a sexual partner. And the frequency of AIDS is higher than 1 in 4,000. Therefore, sexual transmission alone cannot account for the spread of HIV or even its existence. Nevertheless, the new National Institutes of Environmental Health Sciences study is the first to tie cancer of the ovaries to the procedure routinely practiced by millions of American women. And Jolie Brown says douching and ovarian cancer link took her by surprise. While most doctors and the American College of OBGYN strongly recommend that women do not douche, many women continue to douche because they falsely perceive douching as having positive health benefits, such as increased cleanliness. Now, interventions to encourage women not to douche are needed, she said. An estimated 20,000 women are diagnosed with ovarian cancer and about 14,000 die from it annually, according to the CDC. The new analysis on June 20th followed more than 41,000 women throughout the United States and Puerto Rico. We'll find out what they found when we get back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the billionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And so we're talking about ovarian cancer. And so they say here, then, is that an estimated 14,500 women die every year from ovarian cancer. And so if these women were educated to not use douches, there's a good chance that number might be reduced to somewhere around 7,000. And this is a serious issue. And when you think that Zika doesn't kill anywhere near this number of people or unborn babies or whatever they might be claiming, it's shocking that the alerts about the dangers of commercially produced douches are so high. And so by July 2014, researchers counted 154 cases of ovarian cancer among study participants. Women who reported douching during the year before entering the study nearly doubled their risk of ovarian cancer, the study found. And so the link between douching and ovarian cancer was even stronger when the authors looked only at women who did not have breast cancer genes in their family. So the risk of douching overshadowed and was higher than the risk of having the breast cancer gene. Interesting. Now, one would have to say, what is in these douches that could be causing this problem? So to figure this out, I said, well, let me go take a look. Let me go find the most popular douche on the market, see what's in it, and see what those ingredients might lead to. And so we have here Summer's Eve, which is a brand that has a lot of different douches on the market. So let's take a look at their ingredient label. Purified water, sounds harmless. Octanol, otoxinol, 9. This is usually a birth control agent, but whatever, it's in the douche. Citric acid, sounds harmless. Sodium benzoate, that's in most of the things that you drink, right? Most soda pops and bottled juices have sodium benzoate. And, of course, there's disodium EDTA, a chelating agent, preservative. And, of course, there's fragrance, which could be anything. But let's just take a look at what is actually on the label. Turns out that sodium benzoate added with citric acid forms something called benzene. Yep, benzene. What is benzene? Well, benzene is something that is a known carcinogen. It is such a powerful carcinogen that we were even taught in Harvard, undergraduate level, this is a carcinogen. Benzene is a carcinogen. And so sodium benzoate and citric acid or ascorbic acid, when these ingredients get together, they form benzene, a cancer-causing chemical associated with leukemia and other blood cancers. In this case, when you put it in your vagina, it goes up the fallopian tubes, and of course you get ovarian cancer. Not exactly a surprise. Now, do you think that any of these researchers could have just checked the ingredients of the over-the-counter douches like I did? Maybe they could have, but they didn't. That's pretty curious. So, this unravels the mystery as to why douching causes a near doubling of ovarian cancer. And if you don't have the ovarian cancer gene, which is the same as the breast cancer gene, then it makes an even bigger difference. It creates an even larger increase in your risk factor. So this is pretty shocking that these over-the-counter items have this in them. So let's take a look. What about the FDA? Where are they in all this? I mean, like, have they been asleep on the job? Well, not exactly. If we look back to Thursday, February 3rd, 1994, it's a long time ago, to be precise, that would be like 22 years ago. So Department of Health and Human Services, Food and Drug Administration, vaginal drug products for over-the-counter human use, withdrawal of advance notice of proposed rulemaking. Okay, so far, that's pretty abstruse, not easily understood. So they're going to withdraw advance notice of rulemaking. So what does this mean? Well, we have a summary, which is pretty abstruse, but I'm going to read it to you and give you the English translation. Okay, the Food and Drug Administration is issuing a notice to withdraw the advance notice of proposed rulemaking. So they're going to withdraw their proposal to make rules that would have established conditions under which over-the-counter vaginal drug products are generally recognized as safe and effective and not misbranded. What does that mean? To establish conditions, that means that's an if-then statement. That means they're going to make rules saying if an over-the-counter douche contains this, then it's not recognized as safe and must come under FDA scrutiny. So they were going to make a rule saying that they were going to place conditions on the industry's ability to sell certain douches on the basis of safety, that they were no longer generally recognized as safe. So I'm like, huh, why would they say that, okay, we're not going to do that? So the FDA is issuing this notice of withdrawal after considering the report and recommendations of the advisory review panel on over-the-counter contraceptives and other vaginal drug products. And public comments on an advance notice of proposed rulemaking that was based on those recommendations. Now, that's pretty dull and uninspiring, but let's go on and pick out some really interesting pieces of information. So the agency's tentative conclusion. The agency addressed this issue in paragraph 85 by saying that if certain ingredients are present in a product in amounts expected to have a pharmaceutical effect, then that product should come under regulation. And that's what they were trying to say. And so they said, well, you know, we've changed our mind. We're not going to get involved in this. And so in response to the advance notice of proposed rulemaking, four drug manufacturers, two trade associations, four medical associations, two pharmaceutical associations, three surgeon general, this is a long list of opponents, submitted comments. And so this was a hotly contested issue on the parts of the big guys weighing in, the ones that count. And so the FDA back in 1994 backed off and says, hey, okay, all right. We're not going to touch douches. We're going to leave them alone. We're not going to say that they constitute a drug. We're not going to check them for safety. We're going to leave them alone. The number of women dying from ovarian cancer has been pretty steady. It's a 14,000 a year number. And so if you take a look at that, then potentially that's 7,000 deaths per year over a period of 20 years. That is a lot of deaths, 140,000 deaths roundabout. And so just a simple thing like the Food and Drug Administration, I guess you could say doing its job, trying to do its job, you know, could have prevented those deaths. Just simply telling women, hey, these things cause cancer, they're dangerous. Or telling manufacturers, hey, you can't put sodium benzoate and citric acid in the same vial and have ladies shoot it up their vagina. And if you'll take a look, actually a lot of drinks on the market that have sodium benzoate and citric acid as well. And so people are literally drinking benzene. But that's another story. So really then, with ovarian cancer, we have here evidence as early as 1994 that the FDA suspected these douches were dangerous and causing problems and wanted to regulate them. But due to a large industry outcry, this was not done. Not only was this not done, but the realization that douches were causing cancer is totally concealed when you look at websites such as this Mayo Clinic website, saying the only way to prevent ovarian cancer that they know of is to take some aspirin, breastfeed your baby, have a pregnancy, and use oral contraceptives for more than 10 years. So maybe you have one baby early on and then use contraceptives for 10 years. I guess that would be the pattern here. Nowhere is douching even recommended. And this is an amazing, amazing thing. And it's this kind of preventative information given to patients that keeps patients from taking action that actually makes sense. So if a lady is, 40 years old, pretty much past childbearing, she's approaching peak ovarian cancer time, age 50 to 60, and she takes a look at this list where she's supposed to have a pregnancy, well, can't do that, history of breastfeeding, oh, forget that, use oral contraceptives for more than 10 years, well, that's crazy. Why increase your risk of breast cancer and heart disease to reduce your risk of ovarian cancer? So this lady is not getting a lot of actionable information here. But if you say to a lady, hey, stop using commercially available vaginal douches, well, that's something this lady can do right off the bat. And in their study, ovarian cancer correlated with the use of douching in the prior year. So if this lady stops using these douches for even a year, boom, she's home free. In other words, her risk of ovarian cancer declines at whatever time she decides to stop using it. So our call number is 512-716-1883. That's 512-716-1883. And that's for answers. We'll be taking answers at the top of the hour. So 512-716-1883. And as always, we have a chat going on at healingwithdrdaniels.chatango.com. Okay, so this is a total lack, a total failure, a total breakdown, a total disconnect between the standard of care as manifested by the Mayo Clinic, the advice they give to women to prevent ovarian cancer, and what we have in the research literature, which is readily available, of course, at the NIH.gov website, right? And this leads to doctors giving information to patients that is utterly useless. Utterly, totally, and completely useless. And it is a real problem. So what is a lady to do? So what a lady can do. So if, first of all, if you want to douche, what should you do? I say make some garlic tea and use that as your douche. How do you do that? Well, you can just take about 6 cloves of garlic, or if you're not into peeling and crushing garlic, then you can just take a teaspoon of garlic powder. 2 teaspoons of garlic powder actually is good. Boil it up with a quart of water. You must boil it for a while, like, oh, I'd say 10 minutes is good. And then you can strain it, and then you can add enough water back to make a quart, and then you can douche with that. Now, the other thing to do when you douche is to use a douche bag, not a handheld squeeze bottle. Why? You don't want to put it under pressure. If you put it under pressure, then it's going to more likely squirt up and out through your fallopian tubes, not what you want. So what you do then is you put this quart of tea in your douche bag, hang it, probably over your shower because that's convenient, and then you put the stick into your vagina, wave it around, let the water flow, and just wand it around. And that way, you're not going to push anything up into your fallopian tubes. That's number one. But number two, since you made this douche all by yourself, you're not going to be inserting sodium benzoate up there or citric acid, which, when combined, cause benzene. And benzene is a universal cancer causer. You put benzene in any part of your body, and it's going to cause cancer. It's pretty much just the way it is. And so that's one thing. If you're going to douche, that would be one douche you could use. Some people like apple cider vinegar douche, which is 2 tablespoons, 1 quart of water. Oh, by the way, the water should definitely be distilled. You should not, under any circumstances, douche with tap water. That's very, very, very bad because you don't know what's in the tap water. And the tap water is generally filled with a fair number of parasites and chemicals, and they will get up there and cause all kinds of problems. So using a natural douche, you're pretty much undoing all of your good work if you use tap water. So don't do that. Use distilled water. So that's 1 quart distilled water plus 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar or 2 teaspoons of garlic powder, 1 quart of distilled water. Boil it for 10 minutes. You're doing that because the garlic is pretty caustic. And if you don't boil it for several minutes, then it's going to burn you and sting you, and it's going to be a problem. Yeah. Okay, so that's what a lady does. And then this use of oral contraceptives for 10 years is obviously ridiculous, right? So just have that first baby early, breastfeed, and also skip the aspirin. So basically have a pregnancy as early in life as humanly possible. Breastfeed the kid. And if you feel like you need to douche, make your own douche using distilled water. And that would be the safe way to do it. Now, we have got lots of questions in the chat room, so we will answer those questions in the chat room. Sodium benzoate, that's B-E-N-Z-O-A-T-E, sodium benzoate. This is a common preservative, generally recognized as safe, actually, that's used in many health food drinks and almost all bottled over-the-counter.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
This is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are answering questions. And we're in the chat room. The call number is 512-716-1883. That number again is 512-716-1883. It's not our usual call-in numbers. Okay. So let's take a look and see what the chat room is asking. Dr. Daniels, can you give the recipe again for douches? Yes. It's 2 tablespoons apple cider vinegar, 1 quart distilled water. Oh, temperature is important too. So temperature of your douche should be warm. So it'll be somewhere around 100 degrees. Or if you don't want to use apple cider vinegar, you can use garlic. And so that would be crushed garlic cloves in 1 quart of water, boil for 10 minutes. Or 2 teaspoons of garlic powder, boil for 10 minutes in water. It's important to strain it because you don't want to clog up your douche bag. Okay, Dr. Danz, can you repeat those 2 chemicals that together cause benzene? Citric acid, so C-I-T-R-I-C acid, citric acid, and ascorbic acid. Doesn't matter which one, citric acid or ascorbic acid. If you see them in the same bottle with sodium benzoate, then that's going to turn into benzene, and you are drinking a glass full of cancer-causing stuff. All right. Okay. Dr. Daniels, when you gave birth to your child in your home on your own, if the fetus was in the breech position at the time of birth or the cord was around the child's neck before delivery, how could you have handled it or even known if you weren't in a hospital? And the answer is actually pretty simple. So a cord around the neck is actually no big deal. As soon as the head presents, you reach around the neck and you feel the cord. And you, if you have clamps, which I happen to have there at the birth, I had a little kit. So you clamp 2 inches away from the first clamp, cut between, that separates the cord, and then you the baby pops out. That's it. You're done. That's a cord around the neck. That's what the doctor would do. That's all there is to do. It's done. Easy. What about the breech position? So when a baby is breech, that's butt first. And so I knew my child was head down, but let's just say it was butt first. So when the baby is butt first, what happens is the butt slips down into the birth canal, and you have both hands, take both index fingers, point them forward as if you're shooting a gun, like bang, bang. You don't want your thumbs up, put your thumbs down, but the 2 index fingers point forward. You insert them into the vagina, which by this time is very much expanded. It's open, it's 4 inches wide. And you reach up, hook your index fingers around the hip, and with the next contraction, you pull down, the hips pop out, you lift the hips up, and then the head pops out. That's it. That's exactly what your doctor would do. That's the way you deliver a breech. That's it. Whole OBGYN Advanced 202. You got it right there. So if all you've got is a breech and a cord around the neck, you can handle it at home. And we'll be back in a bit after this commercial.
There, just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.